Well, good afternoon, everybody. And the Blue Raider Blitz began its week-long journey throughout Middle Tennessee today with the very first stop being here in Murfreesboro. It was a kickoff of sorts today at lunchtime out at the fountains at the Gateway. It was a full house in the event space there with a great lunch from Jason's Deli. Again, Blue Raider fans all throughout the building. And they got to hear Chris Massaro talk just a little bit today, welcoming the group. Nick McDevitt talked about his group of new players and talked about the work that they've been doing, and also dropped a little tidbit that one of the non-conference games this year will be Middle Tennessee playing at Michigan. And it's pretty easy to connect the dots on how that game has come together. Dusty May, the former FAU coach, now the head coach at Michigan, he and Coach McDevitt are good friends, and obviously each team needed a game, and they were able to work it out, and it looks like that's going to be played sometime before Thanksgiving in November. And the last time that Middle and Michigan played, Blue Raiders won that one down in Birmingham, if you remember, back about, 35 years ago, something like that. So more to come on that. But the star of the day was Blue Raider football coach Derek Mason, who spoke for about 20 minutes today and got the crowd pumped up, fired up. Talked a lot about, you know, how this team was a 3-9 team a year ago and that they know what they need to do to get better and that they have one stated goal, and that is to win a conference championship. And he said he showed his team on the first day they were able to get together, showed them only one thing, and it was a picture of the Conference USA Championship trophy. So, you know, they've got that in mind, and he talked a little bit about how the roster has been rebuilt. So more of that to come later this week. The next stop will be tomorrow night in Nashville. Not too late to go to that one if you want to. On Wednesday, it will be a stop for lunch in Tullahoma and an evening event in Shelbyville. Then on Thursday, it will be lunch in Smyrna at the Smyrna Event Center. That's one you might want to try to go to as well. So the Blue Raider Blitz is off and running, and it will be stopping in Nashville tomorrow night. You can still show up tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena at the Smashville Conference Room to be part of the event tomorrow at 5:30. Joe Dubin and Chris Childers will be part of a media panel along with Chris Massaro, Nick McDevitt, Rick Ensel, and Derek Mason. Also announced today, Middle Tennessee will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony July 30th at 9 a.m. to officially open the Stephen and Denise Smith Student Athlete Performance Center that is the new building on the north end of Floyd Stadium. The event will take place in the area between the Kennan Hall of Fame building and the new athletic, the Smith Athletic Performance Center. The three-story, 85,000 square foot facility will serve as the new home for Blue Raider football, while also providing premier training, nutrition, and sports medicine amenities for all student athletes in all 17 sports. It is the centerpiece of phase one of the Build Blue campaign, a $25 million private fundraising initiative to transform athletic facilities at MTSU. There is more information on it on GoBlueRaiders.com today. All right, that is it for today. We'll have another update for you coming up tomorrow right here on the Big G, WGNS.